listening to the voice of Montgomery County High School Basketball, 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com. Tonight's game is sponsored by BMC Contracting, City Cartage Company, Clark's Pump and Shop, Downtown Athletic Club, Dutch's Chevy Ford, The Family Wealth Group, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, Hoffman Robertson Incorporated, Kentucky Petroleum Supply, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Montgomery County Board of Education, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, MSU Foundation, Harris Stockyards, People's Exchange Bank, Porter Group Insurance, Sterling Family Dental Care, Sterling Healthcare, Traditional Bank, Whitaker Pharmacy, Whitaker Bank Mount Sterling, and Windsor Care Center. Stay tuned. Tip-off is minutes away on 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com.
Be a 40th District boys basketball champion crowned tonight. We're at the GRC Arena. Crowd still filtering in, and we're going to have a good basketball game here for you this evening. I'm Joel Bennett, Bobby Baldwin with me. We've got the Cardinals of GRC taking on Bourbon County. The Colonels coming in here, and Bourbon County arrives after defeating Paris the other night in the opening round of the district tournament. Bourbon County got by in that game 59-53. The George Rogers Clark Cardinals, they come in after taking care of Montgomery County with a score of 73-47. These two teams met as district opponents are required to. They play a home and road. And GRC defeated Bourbon County right here on this floor back on the 9th of January, 68-46. Then the Cardinal team went up to Bourbon County, and on the road, they defeated Bourbon County 76-39. So, Bobby, the Cardinals pretty much hitting their averages when they, if you look at both games against Bourbon County, and right. GRC's a favorite, but, hey, anything can happen. Both teams are going to the region, so you just let it all go.
About 6-7 games ago, I was told by somebody at Bourbon County that after that second GRC defeat, even though they lost a couple of games after that, they kind of found what they were looking for regarding consistency and being able to play together, and more or less found their niche. And the five of the last six games have indicated that, because if I'm not mistaken, they've won that many, and are coming into this one with a degree of confidence, if not a lot of confidence, given the fact that they have found their niche, so to speak.
Well, they are guided by second-year head coach Derek Robinson. Last year, the team was 11-19. This year, they have had an improvement. Bourbon County comes in at 13-14 overall, 7-6 in the region, 3-4 against district opponents. GRC has won the last 10 in a row against Bourbon County. The last win was back in February 4th of 2020. It was a 75-63 home win for Bourbon County. Bourbon County's been the last team to beat GRC as far as a district opponent goes. And Bobby, that 2020 year, they were built to make a region tournament run and get to Rupp. But Montgomery County had something to say about it. That was a good Bourbon County team, but GRC ended up getting the crown.
Yeah, Marion Joyce and his cousins, yes, I believe, were the stars on that team, and I think he was even 10th Region Player of the Year, if I'm not mistaken. But the Montgomery County Indians did everybody else a huge favor in the first round of the region, and as it turned out, GRC got them.
Well, when this Bobby had mentioned the Bourbon County team, he had gotten some feedback that they had played more inspired basketball. Well, they roll in here, the Bourbon County Colonels. They have now won five of their last six ball games, so running some momentum. They've got a couple of big guys in the game. They've got a 6'6 and a 6'5 post player. They've got a couple of guys that made the all-district regular season team, so a very formidable opponent. We'll talk about the Cardinals when we return. Both teams out on the floor going through the warm-ups. We've met at midcourt with the captains and the referees, so we're getting ready for basketball. Approaching 10 minutes away from tip-off, we'll take a two-minute timeout. Bobby and I'll step aside. We'll return with more pregame coming your way right here on your Gateway radio station.
Hi, I'm Alan Johnson, Market President at People's Exchange Bank in Mount Sterling. At People's Exchange Bank, we're more than just your bank. We're your neighbors, your friends, and your trusted financial partners. With our local decision-making process, you won't have to wait for approval from a distant corporate office. We're here to listen, understand, and provide solutions that work for you. Visit us in person or find us online at pebank.com.
People's Exchange Bank, your trusted banking partner. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The Porter Group is a different kind of insurance agency. We do more than just Medicare. When was the last time you had your life insurance reviewed? Do you have the new kind of life insurance? We will review your whole life, term life, final expense, and universal life policies. We can help you with them all. Call us at 606-780-1387 for a free, no-obligation review. That's 606-780-1387.
Do you make quick decisions, jump in and see what happens, or do you think long and hard about that decision and the implications to your future? Marriage, new career, kids, new house, or even retirement. You want to make the best decision. And most everyone hopes to retire only once.
At Family Wealth Group, we are here to help.
We are trained, licensed professionals who know the questions to ask to help get you started and keep you on the path to your ideal retirement.
Our teams work together with you to ensure you know your options and make the right choice for your future.
To start your search, attend an event or set up an appointment with one of our financial advisors. Go to thefamilywealthgroup.com or call us at 859-309-0349. With offices in Lexington, Georgetown, Harrodsburg, London, or Somerset, we are here to help.
Family Wealth Group is an independent financial services firm and uses a variety of different strategies. Investments are offered through FWG Investments. LLC in this advertisement is for informational purposes only and not intended to address any specific investment objectives.
Here in the GRC Arena, it'll be the George Rogers Clark Cardinal boys team taking on Bourbon County in this one. The GRC Cardinals under direction of Josh Cook. Coach Cook is in his eighth season. He's won 330 ball games as a high school coach. He has won 215 of those as the GRC head coach. So the Cardinals really clicking well under head coach Josh Cook. How well, you might add? Well, in his 8 years that he's been here, it bears repeating. One district runner-up title, four district championships, one regional runner-up, four region championships in a row. One Kentucky High School Boys Sweet 16 state runner-up and one Kentucky High School Boys Sweet 16 championship. So he's got it done, Bobby, winning 82% of his games. Your thoughts, what he has to do to pick up the win tonight?
You've got a Bourbon County team that will throw some numbers at you. So even though GRC will likely get their starting five a bit winded, they have developed some depth here lately to the point where they've got about nine players who average at least 3 to 4 points a game, all the way up to Caden Highlander at 13. So the depth will play into this one. I think Josh just has to stick to his knitting, stay consistent. He plays eight players pretty much by and large for the whole time and rotates them very well, and they've been together for so daggone long and know each other so well that they make it tough on all opponents to not only get into but maintain their offensive and defensive situations for the entire game. So I think he just has to keep doing what he's been doing.
Yeah, that would be the best advice. If it's not broke, don't fix it. There may be some, maybe high school football is a little more than basketball, where right, they'll throw some wrinkles in, yeah, in postseason. In basketball, you might introduce an out-of-bounds play that people haven't seen.
Right.
You might work a zone defense that they haven't seen just in case. But for the most part, I think the Cardinals, they are going to be who they say they are. They're going to press. They're going to put pressure on the backcourt of Bourbon County. To underscore what Bobby said, Bourbon County they have eight guys that have played at least 21 of their 27 games. Right. So they have built some depth. They wanted to play fast against Paris. They pressed Paris the entire game pretty much, Bobby. Now, the Greyhounds didn't always finish. They broke the press. It was getting it in the baskets what got Paris, but Bourbon County wanted to play a little fast, but I don't know if they want to play fast with GRC.
Well, if they do, they will be rewarded at times, but more often than not, they're probably going to pay the price.
The Cardinal boys, looking at the GRC Cardinal team, they've got guys, four players in double figures. The fifth guy is a 9 point per game and the leading rebounder on the club. So they've got a good solid five, and as Bobby said, Coach Cook will go eight or nine in a rotation. They all play defense, and the good thing about GRC, they all handle the ball. Even our undersized five, right, J.P. Gaines, started off as a point guard. You got a stretch four with Montez Gay, a three with Breland Morrison, and then the backcourt of Hampton and Ashford, they all handle the ball.
And that starting unit is in tremendous shape, and they can play 32 minutes if they need to, but Coach Cook tries to give them a blow here and there, and more often than not, he will keep them out there if needed, but if not, he'll get them a little rest.
We're going to step aside for another two-minute timeout, and when we come back, we will have more pregame as we get closer to the starting lineups, the opening tip-off, and game action. Step aside, two-minute break, back after these messages on your Gateway Sports Station.
If you don't know about the affordable quality healthcare services being offered at Sterling Healthcare, take a moment and find out why we're continuing to grow in Mount Sterling and surrounding areas. You can find us online at sterlinghealthky.org or give us a call at 859-404-7686 or stop in and see us at one of our clinics in Montgomery, Bath, Clark, Nicholas, or Powell counties. I can promise you'll be glad you did. Sterling Healthcare. We're here for your family.
Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the Gateway area. Downtown Athletic Club has new modern equipment, sauna, and steam room, along with one of the area's finest saltwater pools. There is a membership package that is perfect for you or your family. Stop in and see it for yourself and find out why Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the heart of downtown Mount Sterling.
Are you looking for a job where you can make a terrific income, have a great insurance plan, 401k retirement plan, paid vacations, incentive bonuses? That job could be waiting for you now at City Cartage Company in Mount Sterling. If you think that sounds good, wait till you hear this. They are currently offering a $3,000 sign-on bonus. City Cartage Company, they're always looking for quality employees, and they're ready to reward you with all those great incentives and more. Stop in and apply at City Cartage Company in the Midland Trail Industrial Park or give them a call, 498-4490.
His name is Kelly Johnson. He's a dentist in Mount Sterling, and his reputation is simple. He offers quality care at affordable prices, and you get it from a dentist whose staff truly cares about their patients. The Sterling Family Dental Care Center is located at 100 East High Street in Mount Sterling. Make sure your children have quality dental health care. It'll put your mind at ease. Dr. Johnson can help every member of your family, and when it comes to cosmetic dentistry, you'll get the latest from Sterling Family Dental Care Center, 100 East High Street, Mount Sterling.
Both teams back out on the floor going through a shoot-around. Both teams, that would be George Rogers Clark, the Cardinals, and Bourbon County, the Colonels. As the Cardinals, a GRC with a 28-2 record overall, 13-0 in the region, 7-0 in district competition. Bourbon County, they check in at 13-14, 7-6 against 10th region foes, 3-4 within the district. There was a championship decided last night. It was Campbell County 76-65 over Scott High School in the 37th district. The 38th, I understand, that will be tomorrow.
Right.
But then tonight, it'll be Mason County playing at Brackett County. So we will know, we already know all the teams that are going to the region, who will be going as the runner-up and the winner. And makes a big deal a lot of times.
No question.
It sure does, out of this. Well, we've got a good crowd on hand, and we're going to crown a champion tonight. We're glad to be here. We appreciate and welcome in all of our Gateway Radio listeners. We're going to take a final two-minute break. When we come back, we will have starting lineups, opening tip-off, game action, all coming up right here on your Gateway Sports Station.
Pros know that there's a right tire for every job, like the new Mastercraft Courser Trail Truck and SUV tire. With biting grooves that lock into snow to improve handling in winter conditions, and innovative tread compounding for rugged durability, the Mastercraft Courser Trail has everything you'd expect from a premium tire, except the price. Learn more at MastercraftTires.com. Mastercraft Tires, the professional's choice, available at major brands, Tire and Automotive Center, Tom's Drive, Moorhead, and Wilmot Drive, Mount Sterling.
Whitaker Bank knows you need banking to be quick and secure with many mobile banking options. Our 24-hour banking offers bill pay, money transfer between accounts, credit card and loan applications, only to name a few. And check out our mobile deposit. Just open the Whitaker Bank app, snap a couple photos, and hit send. App, snap, deposit. It's that simple. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky. Member FDIC.
Every sandwich has bread, every burger has a bun, but these warm, golden, smooth steam buns, these are special. Reserved for the very best. The Filet-O-Fish and you.
Right now, get two crispy Filet-O-Fish sandwiches for just $6, but only for a limited time at McDonald's. Price and participation may vary. Single item at regular price cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Mount Sterling.
Tired of all those trips to the pharmacy? With Whitaker Pharmacy's MedSync program, they'll simplify things for you. You'll pick up all your prescriptions once a month. Those who use the program are less likely to miss a dose of their medication. And when you transfer your prescriptions to Whitaker Pharmacy, you'll get a free MedSync pill box. 9-6 weekdays and 9-2 on Saturday. Phone 498-3141. Terms and conditions apply. Whitaker Pharmacy on the Mount Sterling Bypass next to People's Exchange Bank.
Kentucky Petroleum Supply is dedicated to serving the petroleum needs of the Gateway area. Locally owned and operated since 1983. If you need fuel on the farm or on the construction site, call Kentucky Petroleum Supply. If you need a tank, Kentucky Petroleum Supply can handle that too. Mention this ad for special pricing. Kentucky Petroleum Supply. You call, we haul. 744-7778. That's 744-7778. Kentucky Petroleum Supply is a proud supporter of Montgomery County Athletics.
Winchester Clark County Parks and Recreation provides programs and activities for all ages. From youth programming to adult fitness to aquatics, they have something of interest for everyone. Winchester Clark County Parks and Recreation provides programs that enhance the health, wellness, and quality of life. Check them out on Facebook or on their website at winchesterparksandrec.org.
Attendance is good tonight for this 40th District Championship game at the GRC Arena. George Rogers Clark Cardinals taking on the Bourbon County Colonels. Let's go to the public address for tonight's starters.
For the starting lineups, first, for the visiting team on the scoreboard, coming in tonight with a record of 13 wins and 14 losses, under the leadership of head coach Derek Robinson, the Cardinals from Bourbon County High School. And guard, a 6'1 junior, number one, Demarion Bird.
I don't know why I'm talking to that.
And guy, a 6'2 sophomore, number 3, Noah Earlywine. And guard, a 6'2 junior, number 10, Bradley Robinson. And forward, a 6'5 sophomore, number 11, Amari Arnolson. And at forward, a 6'1 senior, number 33, Anthony Bell. Coming into tonight's contest with a record of 27 wins and only 2 losses, under the leadership of head coach Josh Cook, your George Rogers Clark Cardinals. And guard, a 5'11 senior, 3
starters for tonight's district championship game. Bourbon County, they arrive on a 2-game winning streak. They have won 4 of their last 5. The George Rogers Clark Cardinals, they have won 4 in a row. So somebody's winning streak's going to get snapped tonight. Cardinals, I mentioned winning 4 in a row. They have reeled off 17 wins in their last 18 ball games. So a hot team coming in here. They won 4 in a row. But again, Bourbon, they've won 2.
And GRC's last loss was not to a meek opponent by any means.
Now you go to Great Crossing and you play the state's number 1 team. You kind of know what the benchmark is. Cardinals of GRC in a white uniform trimmed in red and black. Burgundy color for the Bourbon County Colonels. Tip is controlled by Gay, and here's Rayshon Hampton with a quick 3 from the left wing, and Bell pulls down the rebounded miss. He gives it off to Bird. Bird is a 6'1 junior. He'll run the point. Ashford on him. Cardinals going man-to-man. Bourbon County's Robinson had a path to the basket. Kick it out. Earlywine hits an early 3.
He got a pass from inside to the foul line, extended on the wing, and nailed the 3.
Rayshon Hampton with a ball, wraparound pass to Gaines, top of the key, left side to Morrison. They screen down, freeze Ashford, ball fake, got a step on Bartleson, floater, missed it, Earlywine got the rebound. He throws an outlet to Robinson, left side of the floor, stop and go, now he gets it back to Earlywine. They center the ball with Bird. He angles off to the left, Ashford shuts him off there. Screen down, pop out Robinson, they switch off, he pulls up with a mid-range jumper. He missed it. Ball loose. Rayshon Hampton with a rebound. He had 9 boards in the district opener. Hampton driving, looking, puts up the shot, missed it. Gaines offensive rebound. Power dribble, goes up, and he draws the foul. So J.P. Gaines doing what he likes to do, and that's crash the offensive boards He'll go to the line for GRC.
Went with conviction on that one for sure. He picked that one out amongst two Cardinals and then took it back up strong.
So Gaines will be at the free throw line for GRC. JP right at that 70% free throw shooting. He at one time during the season was one in the top 20 as far as, actually top 15 as far as field goal percentage. He was taking high percentage shots, which were rebound putbacks, but he missed the front end there. He shoots the second free throw, both of them very short. Rayshon Hampton, though, got the rebound. Feeds Gay. Left side is Ashford on the wing. Now they reverse it right side. Man-to-man is Bourbon County. Rayshon Hampton looking over at Coach Cook. Looks like he's got a matchup, but he defers to Ashford. Malachi, top of the key. Here's Rayshon Hampton with Bartleston on him. Rayshon blows by, drew contact, missed at the rim. Bartleston and Bell sandwiched Hampton. And a whistle, they're saying jump ball, give it to Bourbon County. So we played a minute and a half, and the Colonels with a 3-0 lead, and quickly Nash Wilson in. Wilson comes in again. He's another big body, 6'6". He comes in, the sophomore does. Bartleston's a 6'5 sophomore. These are big guys. Bird at the foul line, in transition, pulls up, hits the jumper.
Beat the pressure, got the foul line jumper, and timeout on the floor by the Cards.
So a 30-second timeout called immediately by GRC. Bobby's got a message he would share with us, please.
There's no glory in getting beat up on the job. Aches and pains aren't trophies. They're just barriers keeping pros like you from getting work done. But Ferris Commercial Mowers help you finish strong and feel good doing it with patented suspension technology. Technology that reduces the effects of uneven terrain, virtually eliminating shock to the chassis and your body, letting you mow faster and get more done. Visit Montgomery Tractor in Mount Sterling or Flemingsburg today for a test drive. Ferris, work hard, feel good. MontgomeryTractorSales.com. Come on in and see Randy or Phillip or any of the Montgomery Tractor crew.
Substitution off the Cardinal bench. Breland Morrison out and Eli Craig comes in. Craig, who had 10 points in a reserve role in the district tournament opener in there as Ashford finds him on a floating pass. Craig bluffs the three, left wing, drop it baseline to Gaines. Tried to take it in against Nash, cut off. Craig with a fadeaway three, and he hit it deep in the left corner.
Well, they put him in for a reason, and he almost got that block, but got it away just in time, and it curled in. 5-3, Bourbon.
Robinson in the backcourt goes to Bird. Behind the back dribble, J.P. Gaines stole it. Took it away. Lead pass to Ashford. At the rim, reverse layup, couldn't get it. Chases down his own miss, deep in the right corner, circles around with a dribble. Looking, he's got Gaines on the weak side, can't see him. Skip it over here, left side, drop it baseline to Montez Gay. Back on the wing to Craig. High post, J.P. Gaines, 15-footer with Nash in his face, and Gaines hit it.
And the 5:18 mark, the Cards tie the score at 5.
Pressure, Ashford steals it from Early Wine, across the lane pass, Craig has it. Numbers for GRC, Craig says, I'll shoot it. That three won't go. Early Wine crashed the boards, he's got the rebound for the Colonels. He goes over to Robinson, return it back to Early Wine. Game tied at 5, 3 minutes deep into this game. Bird holding the ball near midcourt, Eli Craig draws that assignment. Screen down, pop out Robinson, got in the paint, puts up an off-balance shot from 10. Montez Gay with a rebound. He throws a beautiful outlet. They go to Craig at the rim, put it in.
Two passes and a bucket. Cards up 7-5, and now Coach Robinson and his Colonels want to talk about it.
So time on the floor. GRC up 2, back after this brief 30-second break.
Get the coverage you need for a fair price at Limestone Agency. We are celebrating 175 years of doing business right here in Mount Sterling. Stop by and see Brenda, Julie, Cheryl, or Ashley to get a quote from Auto Owners Insurance Company. Limestone Agency is proud to have called Mount Sterling home for the past 175 years. Call us today at 498-3410.
4:37 to go here in this opening quarter. 7-5, Cardinals. George Roger Clark with the lead. It's Bourbon County with the ball, looking at a full court press as GRC with the run and jump on the double team. Still not across midcourt. Bird took one dribble, didn't go anywhere. Earlywine finds Bell in the front court, makes himself available. Now Nash Wilson, his first touch of the ball. He screens for Bird. Bird circles around. Card's doing a lot of switching. You got Gaines now on the point guard. Earlywine, open three, got it, left wing. That's two for him in the game.
He's taken two, made two, and puts his team back on top, 8-7.
Ashford looks over at the bench. Coach Cook running the play, calling the play. Ashford to run it. Drives it to the right side, pick and pop. He threw it behind Rayshon Hampton. Turnovers even at one each, but Bourbon County with the ball and a one-point lead. Eli Craig out, Breland Morrison checking back in, Nash Wilson out, and Amari Bartleston back in for the Colonels. So we're back to the starting lineups for both clubs on the floor. Pass it into midcourt. Now Robinson in a hurry, feeds Bell, then takes it right back. Straight away to Bird. Bird looking inside. Bartleston being fronted. Rayshon Hampton got a steal. He's jarred in the backcourt. And there will be a foul called on Damarian Bird, his first, second on the team.
GRC lethal when they get those open court steals. They're quick to get to the other end, and that time Bird jarred him as he was attempting to take off on a run out.
Scott, Jake Scott checks in for Bourbon County, also Cade Highlander. Breland Morrison, the senior for GRC, with a corner three that rimmed out. Earlywine with the rebound. Highlander back to Earlywine. Return it to Highlander. Drop it on the blocks. Left side, Bartleston. Rejected at the rim by Montez Gay. On a run out, Ashford hits the trailer. Gay, he blocked the shot. He finished with a three.
Biggest lead of the game for the Cards by two. They lead 10-8.
So that's what you call getting it going, is Gaines picks up the foul, his first team first. Montez Gay blocked the taller Bartleston at the rim, triggered the break, and finished with the three. Run and jump in the front court, bounce pass. Jake Scott throws it to Bartleston. He wasn't ready. Yeah. Nice entry by Scott. Bartleston had already had JP with on his hip, but couldn't pull it in.
Yeah, and on that previous play, same thing. He backed Gay down and put it up, but Gay blocked it.
Coach Robinson right now, it's not punitive. It's not a short lease, but it's a learning time, and he puts Nash Wilson right back in. He goes with his other big. I want you alert, he says. Hand it off to Gay. Cardinals run the weave off of J.P. Gave. Breland Morrison off the curl, got to the rim, banked it in.
Yeah, there was a flop that wasn't called, and it resulted in the Cards getting the lead to four.
Nearly 2.5 minutes to play in the game. Scott goes to Earlywine. They set Robinson for a three, and he hits it from the right baseline. So that's three three-point shots attempted, all made by Bourbon.
Yeah, 9 of their 11 points from the arc.
Ashford walks it up, driving right side, got to the rim. His layup not there. Gaines with a tip put in.
Right place, right time, but works hard on those boards and was rewarded there.
He's got four in the game. Bourbon County in the front court. Nash Wilson skips it straight away. He was on the right side of the circle. Now with it, pull up three by Robinson. Got it. Montez Gay was flying at him. Closed out a little late, just a step behind. And Robinson, an all regular season district performer, knocks down his second three.
4 for 4 from three, and they're only tied, however.
Malachi Ashford throws the lob. J.P. Gaines tipped it at the rim. It goes off. Highlander with his second rebound throws it in the front court. They skip it over to Earlywine. He launched the three. Long rebound off the back iron. Hey, Rashawn Hampton, he beat them all to the ball. Cardinals with numbers. Gaines in the paint. Kick it out. Ashford, three ball, no. Rebound tip, follow Morrison, trailed the play beautifully.
Came in from the foul line and was right there for it.
We got an official time, an injury time, as Cade Highlander was shaken up. Highlander, leading scorer and rebounder on the Colonel team, did not start in this one. He's going to go to the locker room for some treatment as Cardinals of GRC make a substitution. Maddox Campbell, 6'2 junior, comes in. He replaces Montez Gay. Excuse me. Robinson at the backcourt goes to Early Wine. Bourbon County with the ball. Cards up two. We got a minute to play here in the first quarter. They break the press down with a shot. Nope. It's Jake Scott off the front of the rim. Batted around. Rayshon Hampton beat him to the ball again. Layup at the rim. Put it in.
Cards back up 18-14. 45 seconds left in the first.
Five different Cardinals have scored in this game. Bourbon County with the ball in the front court. Early Wine left side. Double teamed by Ashford and Gaines. They throw in, and the bank shot put up and in by Ferguson, who took advantage of the double team. Once Gaines left him, Ferguson was open. Cards with the ball. Up two. Man-to-man by Bourbon County. Shot put up by Rashawn Hampton. That long three not there. Nash Wilson claims a rebound. Cards 2-for-7. Steal by Morrison. He couldn't finish. Fourth turnover by Bourbon. They throw it all the way down to the baseline. Jake Scott, a little shaky with the ball handling, throws up a shot. Not there. Maddox Campbell rips down the rebound, and he has big 6'6 Nash Wilson draped over his shoulders, and they call a foul on Wilson underneath the goal. Third team foul. And with 1 second, GRC will have the ball. They need to take it the length of the floor. Cardinals owning a 2-point lead. Morrison checks back in. He'll throw the pass, and he's just going to throw it up. And it'll go as a turnover, but neither team gets a shot at the horn. Well, we played one quarter here in the district championship game. It's a George Rogers Clark Cardinals 18, the Bourbon County Colonels 16. Second quarter play coming your way. Back in 1 minute right here on your Gateway Sports Station.
Welcome to a place where dreams take flight and futures are forged. At Morehead State University, a real-life approach to learning means you'll dive into real-world projects, gaining hands-on skills that set you apart. Experience belonging to a community that feels like family, with a belief that a quality education should be within reach for everyone. So if you're ready to turn your aspirations into achievements, come join us at Morehead State University. Discover your potential, experience the extraordinary, and soar higher than you ever thought possible. Morehead State University.
This is Dr. Matt Thompson, Superintendent of Montgomery County Schools. Giving every child in Montgomery County an opportunity to receive an excellent education in a safe environment is the goal of our board, administrators, teachers, and staff. It's an awesome responsibility we share. We play a vital role along with parents and guardians, and we understand the significance and the role we play in helping you give your child the best possible chance of a happy and successful future. Let's all do everything we can to achieve success for our students and for our community.
It'll be the George Rogers Clark Cardinals with the basketball to begin the second quarter. They have a 2-point lead. Both teams have brought pep sections here. Both schools well represented. 2-3 zone by Bourbon County. They bring it out well beyond the top of the key. Early Wine and Scott out on top. They got Robinson playing the middle. Ferguson and Bartleston on the baseline. Ashford bluffs the three, top of the key. They go to Craig. Has an angle, throws a lob, caught by Gay. Montez elevates and scores.
Took a third, three passes to Craig before he got what he wanted, and he made a pinpoint pass for the deuce.
Here's Robinson driving in. Double pump, bank shot at the rim, not there. Bartleston, his follow won't go. Got contact, no call. Slammed out of bounds, and they're going to say last touch by Eli Craig in GRC. So Bourbon County took a couple of shots under the rim. Officials letting it say play on. Don't mind it. Inbound pass, Ferguson, left wing, step back three by a lefty, missed badly. Rayshon Hampton, his fourth rebound, throws it to Breland Morrison, got it in transition.
Yeah, that double pump got it home. Cards up six all of a sudden.
Six in the game for Morrison, four rebounds for Rayshon Hampton. Five Cardinals have scored in this game. High ball screen. Ferguson doesn't rub off Morrison. Now he's double-teamed. Left wing pass to Earlywine. Craig steps out on him. They go to Robinson. His three is good. They gave him a little daylight, Bobby, and he doesn't need much.
Well, that's the one thing keeping Bourbon County attached here.
5 of 8 shooting the three. Cardinals around the perimeter with a pass. Now they'll try a three with Malachi Ashford. He missed badly. Ball is loose. Eli Craig got the rebound. One dribble feeds Hampton. Three ball. Swish from the left baseline. Second chance scoring for the Cards tonight. They've got 9 in that variety.
And back up to 6.
Pressure in the backcourt. Double team. Throw it up. Here's Bourbon County driving. Earlywine finds Ferguson. He shot 3 times. He's come up dry again. Bartleston with the rebound. Pivots out. Now they find Jake Scott. He'll try a 3 and he hit it. That's the first second chance bucket for Bourbon County, and it's a big one.
25-22 GRC inside 6 minutes.
Bourbon County right now 6 of 10 from behind the arc. Ashford crossover dribble, stop and go move, ran into a double team, lost the ball. 3 turnovers for the Cards on a run out. Scott finds Ferguson. He's determined. He's persistent. He's still shooting. He missed. And on the rebound, you got big Bartleston in there. And sometimes when you're the biggest guy, you're the easiest to spot. And he's going to pick up his first, team first of this quarter.
Didn't have the rebounding position and got called for over the back.
Both these coaches walking the sidelines, talking to their clubs. I mentioned the high schools bring the pep clubs in, and they are well represented tonight as well. Cardinals with the ball, bringing it up toward midcourt. It'll be Rayshon Hampton running the point. He gets into the paint, throws a shot up from behind his back. That wasn't a 360, it was a 180. He missed. Needless to say, Robinson with it for Bourbon County. Picked up by Gaines. They go to Bartleson. He's on the right wing. One dribble, didn't go anywhere, holding the ball up. Now they tighten up on him. 5 count on. Scott's got it, and we've got a reach-in foul. As all of a sudden, Malachi Ashford thought he saw an opening, and he was going to pilfer the ball, but he gets called for the foul. Coach Cook taking his time right here to speak with an official as Bourbon County has the ball on their end of the floor. Coach Robinson for the Colonels shouting out his call, imploring his guys to stay the course. They're only down 3. Earlywine driving, puts up the runner in the paint, not there. Big Bartleston, he has his second shot blocked by Montez Gay in the paint. And it goes out of bounds. I think he thought he was going to the foul line, but the official says no, it's inbound.
Physical contest, to say the least.
It is. It's play on under the rim. Bartleston, they throw. Got into traffic, double pump. Gaines with his second offensive rebound.
Gaines with his second offensive rebound.
And he's triple teamed under the goal, and a foul called there.
I tell you what, JP just has a nose for the ball.
The foul is on the senior, Anthony Bell. Bell, a 6'1 senior, his first foul, team second. Hampton Taylor checks in for GRC, replacing Montez Gay. Gay in this ballgame has 5 points and 2 blocks. Lob pass to Gaines. Approaching midway through the second quarter, Ashford loads up a 3. He missed it. Weak side rebound claimed by Earlywine. Cards 2 for 9. Throw it the length of the floor. Jake Scott tried to attack the basket. It's going to go out of bounds. And Scott's saying, I didn't touch it. He thought Breland Morrison was on it, and the action transpired right in front of the Cardinal bench. That's 5 turnovers for Bourbon. 3 committed, 2 make that by, 3 by GRC.
Well, in fairness, the official was trailing the play.
He was. Yeah, I agree with you on that. Left wing, Morrison straight away to Gaines. Rayshon Hampton flashes across the lane, didn't get it. There they go to Ashford. Ashford got a step on Scott. Didn't use the backboard, and he missed the finger roll, and now he's hurt under the goal. Robinson, pull-up 10-footer, missed. And we got a rebound by Hampton, and Malachi Ashford injured underneath the goal. He is calling for assistance. Coach Cook, fans, and now we get a trainer jogging down to the end of the floor. And the officials stop play with 3:44 to go in this first half. 25-22, Cardinals of GRC leading in this game. And right now, Malachi Ashford still down on the floor calling for assistance and more personnel going down there to attend to that young man. Looking at some of the numbers before we we'll see how this one plays out. Rayshon Hampton got into traffic, double pump, hang time, not there. Gaines with his second offensive rebound, and he's triple teamed under the goal, and a foul called there.
I tell you what, JP just has a nose for the ball.
Jake Scott and nine for Bradley Robinson. Amari Bartleston, Anthony Bell, Nash Wilson all have played, but and Cade Highlander, but have yet to score. Highlander, he went to the locker room with an injury. He is back on the Bourbon County bench, but right now Malachi Ashford needing attention, and they are giving him County bench, but right now Malachi Ashford needing attention, and they are giving him medical attention at this time. So personnel down there to attend to this. We've got a stoppage of play with 3:44 to go in this first half. Again, it's 25-22 in favor of GRC. Cardinals have shot 2 for 9 from 3-point range. Bourbon County 6 for 11, 5 turnovers for Bourbon, 3 for GRC.
With local artwork full of joy, beauty, whimsy, and enlightenment. Visitors of all ages enjoy an afternoon perusing exhibits at the Kentucky Folk Art Center, the Brown County Art Center, and the Golden Yang Art Gallery on the campus of Morehead State University. Learn more about upcoming events and shows at visitmorehead.com.
BMC Contracting LLC has been serving the construction industry for over 3 decades from their Mount Sterling location. It all begins with site preparation. When business and industry leaders need a new location, they know to call on BMC so that their worksite location works. They grade and drain, seed and straw. They know how to control erosion to ensure the site meets the company's needs. Their knowledgeable team and the right equipment for the job result in satisfied customers. Put their team to work, BMC, for the right job at the right price.
Joel Bennett here, Bobby Baldwin with me. We are at the GRC Arena, the site of the 40th District Tournament, both boys and girls. GRC Cardinal girls, congratulations to them and head coach Robbie Graham. They pick up the championship title last night. Montgomery County, the runner-up in the district. We've got a stoppage of play here now for an injured player. Malachi Ashford, as I mentioned, we had Bourbon County had an injury earlier, but that player, Highlander, he is back on the bench. With this stop of play, there were some games all across the state, district tournament time, and looking at some of these tournament scores, teams that are in the top 25. Owensboro Catholic over Owensboro by 6 over there out west. University Heights, that's always a tough team. They got a blowout win in their district matchup. Elizabethtown over Central Hardin 76-63, that good matchup. North Hardin, number one team by a lot of polling in the 5th region. They had a blowout win over John Hardin. Looking at some of the other scores, Washington County, a team out of the 5th region, they got a big win over Nelson County. Washington County with a couple of 6-7 players. Evangel Christian, top 25 team, they pick up a win. Some of the other games, Eastern beat Ballard. That was in a championship game last night. Ryle over Boone County. Mentioned Campbell County beat Scott High. Frederick Douglass took out Henry Clay, 54-49. Lexington Christian over PLD. Mercer County with a win over West Jessamine. Well, the round of applause going up for Malachi Ashford as he is being assisted off the floor and out of the gym. And Bobby, you pray nothing serious on that. Forget basketball. You know, it's just you want his health to be the best. You know, if
he, absolutely.
Being played, that's a bonus. But you want his health is a primary. And the Cardinals, you know, you almost hate to say this. We had a scare with Montez Gay mid-season, but they've stayed pretty healthy.
Well, they've stayed healthy the last 3 years by and large, and as a result, they've had an incredible run. But this could potentially make that run a little tougher to sustain.
Yes, it...
by and large, and as a result, they've had an incredible run, but this could potentially make that run a little tougher to sustain.
Yes, it you take off your leading ball handler.
Point guard.
He runs the point. Yeah. He's number two on the team in steals. I mean, it is number one in assist. Good on-ball defender, and averages double points, double-figure points. Shoots 77% at the foul line. A lot of that's hard to replace.
Absolutely.
So we'll set the lineups whenever they become available. Both these teams, Bourbon County out on the floor, looks like they're ready to go. And Coach Cook trying to refocus his players. And, Bobby, that's an optimal word, refocus. You can't play reckless, but you can't play scared. You got to be a little fearless.
Well, you got to be fearless on the one hand, but you better make sure that you value possessions a little bit more.
Yeah, and I was thinking about Rayshon Hampton. Now he runs to the basket, scores it on the run.
Yeah, turned around.
And he blew by him. Almost a parted defense there. Bradley Robinson brings it up. Rayshon Hampton hawking him the entire way. Bradley Robinson lost it. Craig knocked it away. Bartleston picked it up. He missed at the rim, tried to gain his own rebound. It goes out of bounds, and the big guy for Bourbon County can't catch a break.
And here comes the pressure.
They have brought in, Bourbon County sends in Roderick Hill. Hill's in the ballgame, 6'4 junior. He's got a lot of length. He's back there to double team. Rayshon Hampton beats the defense down, and he got to the foul line, and a foul called that will be on Bartleston, his second, team third.
Now we may have an additional foul here after the first foul.
Yeah, I'm sitting here watching this. It's getting a little animated out on the floor, and I think the officials warning both players that they may call a double foul. Let's see. The other officials got to... they're going to call a... I think Bartleston just got a technical, too. So he picked up two fouls on one play, I suppose. But Coach Robinson for Bourbon County, sensing that Malachi Ashford was out, now they're not calling a technical. I guess a warning is... And the officials aren't on the same page. No one is shooting free throws. Huh. Okay. So now we're finding out that Rayshon Hampton got a technical foul, as did Bartleston. They offset and are going to give the Cardinals a ball under the goal. Entry pass into J.P. Gaines. His shot's blocked at the rim. Hill got that one. Hampton chases down the miss. Rayshon with a floater from 10. Good. He has 7 points in this quarter, 9 in the game. GRC up 7.
Yeah, he scored the last four to get this lead. Their biggest of the game, up to 7.
2:45 to play before the half. A runner of his own, Jake Scott, from the right baseline. He missed it. And you got Montez Gay, who had the rebound. An official said he stepped on the end line, much to the disdain of the pep section of GRC, as they feel like they've got 100 witnesses there that said it didn't happen. So we got time called on the floor. 2:38 to play here before halftime. Cardinals up 7, back after this brief 30-second break.
Museums are a great way to gain a better perspective and enrich your connection to the past. Morehen invites you to come explore our museums. The Rowan County Veterans Museum is dedicating to honoring our veterans and preserving military artifacts and their history. At the Morehen History and Railroad Museum, you can learn about the railroads that ran through our county, as well as see model trains and vintage artifacts that will spark your curiosity and sense of wonder. Learn more at visitmorehen.com.
You've got Robinson, Scott, Hill, Bird on the floor in early one, or excuse me, in Bell for Bourbon County. Gay, Robinson, Gaines, Hampton, and Craig on the floor for GRC. Colonels with a ball and a foul near midcourt. As now we're going to have another technical foul, and that's going to be on. So Eli Craig picks up a foul, and then he gets a technical as well. So this is going to put, let's see, that'll be 4 team fouls. So the Cardinals with 4 team fouls. Bourbon County also with 4 team fouls. As we've got 2:36 to play. The difference here is Robinson shoots a free throw looking right into the GRC pep section, in which he clanked that one off the back iron. Robinson trying to get into double figures. He's got 9 points in a game. He's 3 for 5, in shooting the three-point shot. He's in double figures now as he makes a free throw. Abram Howard in for the Cardinals of GRC. Bobby, he's been out for 7 games, 8 games.
He's been out quite a while, but we've kept him on the roster, and it's his turn.
Well, he's in there now. It's a run and jump by the Cardinals as Bourbon County with perimeter passing. And we should have a backcourt violation. It was. Actually, that time, Demarion Bird didn't realize he was so close to midcourt, and it's a violation. 6 turnovers by the Colonels. Give it back to the Cards with a 6-point lead, GRC has.
The officials are down there on the lines where they're supposed to be and make the calls whether they're popular or not.
Right beside the Bourbon County bench, they vacate that spot for Montez Gay, who inbounds it to Rayshawn Hampton. Hampton bounce pass to Howard. His first touch of the ball goes to Gaines. Gaines throws it into Montez Gay. Drop step into the lane. He put it up and in. Too big, too good on that.
Yeah, he just went over the top of him and curled it in.
Bourbon County's got size, but they're not playing it on the back line of that 2-3 zone. They want the length out on top against the guards. Rayshawn Hampton goes for a steal, comes up dry. They kick it over for Scott, a 3-ball. That's missed, and Montez Gay in among 4 Colonel players rips down the rebound.
His team leads by 8 here.
Here's Hampton in the front court. Rayshawn double team, bounce pass. Howard, skip pass over to Breland Morrison, had a 3, passed it up. Takes it to the baseline, now goes to the wing with Abram Howard. Return it to Morrison. They run at him deep in the right corner. Now they reverse it. Rayshawn Hampton looks left. He does feed Gaines. JP with a rare 3, that's good. Deep in the corner. He hit the 3. 7 points in the game for Gaines.
Guards up 11 here. 1:15 left in the half.
Bourbon County with the ball. GRC putting pressure as the Colonels have it in the front court. Straight away with it. Bird, he goes left side. Robinson trying to tell his team what to do, and that just allows GRC to double team him. He's in trouble. Got rid of it to Bird. Throw it right side on the baseline. Scott draws contact. They go into Hill. A lot of contact. And Coach Robinson irritated as his team, you know, you got to have conviction when you're in the lane. You got to spread out. Hill is slight of build, and he got bumped a little, and he traveled.
He got bumped, and it was definite contact. But
yeah, there was.
They're letting them play.
Yeah, it's a physical game. Nash Wilson returns, so they're getting a little size on that back line now. Bourbon County has played a zone. They're going to come out of it now and play man-to-man. in this final minute. Montez Gay has his three-point shot blocked by Big Wilson. Earlywine circles around. He dribbles through traffic. Bad idea. Rayshon Hampton just about picked his pocket. It causes a turnover as Earlywine got tied up with a jump ball. When you turn your back on the defense and then expect you're going to turn around and dribble through a double team, that won't happen.
Well, and you don't want to turn your back on Hampton anyway.
No, not against
him. He's quicker than a hiccup.
Jake Scott out for Bourbon County. They bring back in Marquise Ferguson, who scored two off the Colonel bench. Without Malachi Ashford, Rayshon Hampton runs a point for GRC. He crosses midcourt with 28 seconds to go in the half. Rayshon Hampton, he tried to dribble through a double team. He lost it. Ferguson at the rim. Shot rejected by Eli Craig and Rayshon Hampton. So Hampton turned it over, but he hustled back to make a stellar play defensively.
He landed on his backside, but popped right up.
Robinson throws a pass. Gaines with a steal. Cards with numbers. Gaines at the rim. Got it in.
14 seconds left. Cards up 13.
Clock rolling. 10 seconds. Now at 7. Out of bounds, and it was Earlywine. Couldn't hold it. Bourbon County with an empty trip when possessions are valuable. Right now, Chase Pace coming in. Abram Howard will go out. Cards have the ball in the backcourt. GRC will bring it up. 5 seconds. Rayshon Hampton crosses at 3. Got to the rim. Euro step. Flipped it up. And the official is calling a foul. They're going to call a foul and report it to the scorer's table. And we'll shoot 2 free throws because that will be the 5th team foul. They're going to... I don't know who they're putting it on. He said they're going to put it on Bartleston, but he wasn't in the game, I don't believe. Bartleston was on the bench. They've got him. He came up, and he's showing 2 fingers. So it's Nash Wilson, his 2nd, team 5th. So there's a half of a second on the clock showing, and Rayshon Hampton at the free throw line. Looking to get into double figures with a free throw make here. But he'll have to do it on the 2nd attempt as he missed the 1st. The Cardinals as a team 0-for-3 at the foul line in this game. Just about at halftime, half of a second left. Hampton shooting free throws, and he's in double figures. He's got 10. Ball is inbounded, horn sounds, and boy, nearly made an attempt from three-quarters court at the horn, Bourbon County did, but it goes off the mark, and the Cardinals of GRC, they lead Bourbon County Colonels here at halftime, 40th District Championship game by a score of 37-23. So the Cardinals take a 37-23 lead in at halftime. We will take a 2-minute timeout as the cheerleaders, both squads out on the floor, as we've got a break in the action here. 37-23 halftime score. 2-minute break. When Bobby and I return, we've got a halftime show that will include game scoring stats and summary. All that coming up on your Gateway Sports Station.
Traditional Bank has put together a local team of lenders with one goal in mind, to serve you better. Whether you're buying your first home, starting a business, or getting ready for the next big thing, we're here to help you realize your financial dreams. We put our customers first and provide sound support to make the lending process as easy as possible. It's why we have so many repeat customers and client referrals. See the difference at Traditional Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
When it comes to senior health care in this area, Windsor Care Center, a part of Regency Care of Mount Sterling, LLC, has gained a reputation over the last half century of providing quality care through caring professionals that treat your family like their family. They offer physical, occupational, and speech therapy programs designed to give your loved one the best quality of life possible. With dedicated personnel in a positive environment, they'll give your loved one the best chance for the best outcome. Windsor Care Center, treating you like family.
There's a sale every Thursday at the Paris Stockyards. Sales begin at 9 a.m. They receive cattle every Wednesday from 8 a.m. all the way until 9 p.m. And don't forget the steak, gravy, sheep, and goat sale on the first and third Tuesday of each month beginning at 2 p.m. The Prairie Stockyards, they've earned a reputation as area's premier stockyards for treating the customer right, whether buying or selling. It's farmers doing business with farmers. The Prairie Stockyards, 1120 Millersburg Road. Give them a call, 987-1977.
If you love to sleep, you'll love Furniture World Superstore Selection. The best brands, Sealy, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic. So many to choose from, including two-sided mattresses. And today, queen mattresses start at just $2.99. If you love to sleep, you'll love Furniture World Superstore. The local guys with the best buys. 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead. And on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Close Sunday.
Half time here at the GRC Arena. It's the site of the 40th District Basketball Tournament. The girls of George Rogers Clark won the district title last night. Montgomery County, the runner-up. And tonight, the George Rogers Clark Cardinal boys team look to defend their title. They're leading here at halftime over Bourbon County by a score of 37-23. 37-23, Cardinals just about replicated what they were able to put together in the first quarter as Bourbon County, their scoring really dropped off. Cardinals of GRC led 18-16 at the end of the first quarter. Three-point shooting kept Bourbon County in it. They made their first four threes. After that, in the second half, they had two buckets, both of those three-point shots. Bobby Baldwin here. I'm Joel Bennett. Bobby, GRC, for all intents and purposes here, they've lost their sophomore starting point guard, Malachi Ashford, to injury for this game, it would appear. He went down a little beyond midway in the second quarter, but, boy, the team rallied behind him.
Well, they sure did.
His absence, rather.
And yet, prior to his injury, the Cardinals had made their sixth of six three-pointers with over 6 minutes to go in the first half, and then there were a couple, 2.5 minutes almost, of very, very intense play on both ends, nobody getting any baskets at all, and then Malachi unfortunately went down on the baseline, and from that point on, it looks like it ignited GRC and stunned the Bourbon County team, and gee whiz, 13-1 later, Clark County's got a nice lead here at intermission all of a sudden.
Yeah, and it's the Cardinals and Bourbon County, each club played 10 players.
Yeah, they were.
So, hey, it's like a turnstile. They're coming in, coming out. But I'm surprised Bourbon, they've not pressured GRC that much. Not with backcourt pressure. They did it one time on, or excuse me, two trips. But the Cardinals got to the rim both times. Bourbon's played a zone and really not attacking defense. That may change second half.
Well, yeah, you would think Coach Robinson will modify it to try to get back in this. And yet, as quick strike as GRC is, despite the fact that Ashford is out of the contest, if you try to pressure the ball too far up court, man, they're lethal with that quickness, and they spread the floor, and as you alluded to, they can get to the other end in a hurry and destroy any kind of pressure. So Coach Robinson is between a rock and a hard spot here at intermission.
Yeah, it could be a boulder rolling down the hill, too. You know, like I said, GRC, they like to play downhill, and they like to run. Looking at some of these numbers, team numbers, before we take a break, in the first half of play, Cardinals, GRC went 3 of 11 in three-point shooting. Bourbon County, 6 of 13. So they ended up going 2 of their last 9 from 3. Turnovers in the game, 5 by GRC, 9 committed by Bourbon County. Second chance scoring, a 9-4 edge, 9-4 edge for GRC. Fast break scoring, 11-2 edge to the Cardinals of GRC. At the foul line, George Rogers Clark, 1 of 4. Bourbon County, they shoot 1 of 2. Well, the Colonels had a brief time in the locker room. They have emerged. We will take a one-minute break. When we come back, we'll have individual stats, game comments, all that coming up in 1 minute here on your Gateway Radio Station.
Offering great vehicles at great prices, I'm Chris Davis at Dutchess Chevrolet Ford on the bypass in Mount Sterling.
At Dutchess Chevy Ford, right next to Walmart on the bypass in Mount Sterling. And on the web at DutchessAuto.com.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Halftime score is George Rogers Clark Cardinals 37, Bourbon County Colonels 23. Both teams coming out of the locker room and on the floor. You heard some of the team numbers individually for Bourbon County. Coach Robinson played 10 players. Bradley Robinson has 10 points in the first half. He hit 3 three-point shots, 6 in the game for Noah Earlywine. He hit a pair of threes. You've got 2 points for Mark Puis Ferguson and Demarion Bird, each with 2. You also have Anthony Bell, Nash Wilson, and Amari Bartleston all have played but have yet to score. And Bartleston with 2 block shots, Nash with 1. For the Cardinals at GRC, Rayshon Hampton with 10 points, got 8 in the second quarter. Hampton also has 5 rebounds in the ballgame. Other scoring, 9 points and 4 rebounds for J.P. Gaines to go with 2 steals. Montez Gay was 7 points in the game. He has blocked 3 shots. 5 points off the bench for Eli Craig. Got those in the first quarter. Breland Morrison with 6 points in his play in the first half. You have Maddox Campbell, Abram Howard, Hampton Taylor, and Chase Pace all played in the first half, but they have yet to score. So, Bobby, we'll look to see how GRC does. As we mentioned before we went off the break and before we take our final spot, Cardinals rallied around the absence of Malachi. Coach Cook did a good job refocusing his boys.
Boy, they came out and exploded there with that 12-1 run to end the half, and yet both teams now without a couple of tremendous players. Highlander still down here for Bourbon, and obviously GRC has Malachi out for the rest of the contest.
We're getting ready for second half action. We'll step away for our final 30-second break. Second half play coming to you after this brief message.
Reliable, customized, and simple. That's what insurance should be. Add in attentive service, and that's what you can expect from us at People's Exchange Insurance. This is Bill Whitaker, and I'd like to help you protect what matters to you most. Life is full of unexpected twists and turns, and that's why we offer a wide variety of insurance products. Whether it's protecting your home, your autos, or providing for your family when they need it most, we've got you covered. Stop by and see me at People's Exchange Bank next to Lowe's on the bypass, or give me a call at 859-498-2008. People's Exchange Insurance, your trusted insurance partner.
A good atmosphere here at the GRC Arena. Game is well attended by both communities. And the high school pep band's here, the cheerleading squad. We've had junior ROTC. We've had GRC chorale and choir. A little something for everyone. That's the way it ought to be in high school.
That's it, and it's just a shame it doesn't happen more often.
Well, it's a good packed house tonight, a good crowd for this game. Cardinals at GRC with a 37-23 lead. And it'll be Bourbon County with the basketball. Cardinals have Eli Craig, Rayshon Hampton, J.P. Gaines, Breland Morrison, and Montez Gay. For Bourbon County, you got Earlywine, Robinson, Bartleston, Bell, and with the ball, Bird. Bird has it, run and jump on him. He gets it to Robinson, throws it to Earlywine, return it to Robinson, thought about a three, got to the left elbow, skipped it right side. Bell steps into a three, and just like that, Bourbon County out of the locker room hits a three.
Got it on the wing and got it up, nailed it.
A lot of patience that time by the Colonels for the extra pass and the open shot. Rayshon Hampton with Robinson on him, leaves a bounce pass for Breland Morrison. right of the circle. Montez Gay in the paint. Fadeaway 10-footer. Missed a shot off the back iron, altered by Bartleston. Even on a fadeaway, Robinson between the circles has it. Left side to Earlywine, bluffs a three. He gets a screen. They switch off. Gay has him. He goes to Robinson. His three short and on a run out. Rayshon Hampton, three on two. Tried to dribble through traffic. Stolen by Robinson. Couldn't convert. Off the long miss. Now Bird with the ball. Driving right side. Ball high step. Missed it. Got it up off the glass. And Gay with a rebound. Trying to space it in the back court. Rayshon races up there behind the back dribble. Can't shake Bird. Goes straight away to Gay. Montez. Long three. Hit it. In rhythm.
I mean, you could tell he was going to go with it. He was waiting on the pass so he could turn and stroke it.
Along with those three blocks, Gay now in double figures with 10 points in the game. Cardinals out here going man-to-man. Coach Cook calling the play, imploring his team to tighten up as Robinson drives baseline. He left the floor and had nowhere to go, and the Cards bailed him out by fouling him. He had two things working against him, Bobby, gravity and the inline. He had left the floor.
But then that third element came in there, and that's what you call the bump foul.
Timeout called by GRC. Here as the Cardinals lead 40-26. Stay with us. Bobby's got a message he will impart.
Want a mower that's tough enough to break all the rules? Want everything without sacrificing anything? Want performance for the long haul at an unbeatable value? The perfect balance of power and performance? A bad boy mower. Packed with power, muscle, simplicity, and comfort the pro in you demands. It's that time of year. It's your time. You deserve a bad boy. See Montgomery Tractor Sales in Mount Sterling or Flemingsburg for your bad boy mower today. MontgomeryTractorSales.com. Mow with an attitude.
Thank you, sir. We appreciate all of our sponsors that allow us to bring you sports in your community. Here's a shot after the ball fake by Bird, and rebound ripped away by Montez Gay. Cards with numbers. Gay doesn't like it. He circles around and finds Rayshon Hampton. In rhythm three, busted it.
All of a sudden, GRC 43-26, 17-point lead.
At three in transition, and now Gay with a steal. Montez goes to Rayshon Hampton. Hampton between the circle. Goes over to Montez Gay. Hit a three about that distance earlier, but he returns it to Hampton. Rayshon dribbling around. Between the circle, Rayshon with a ball fake or make that Montez.
There's another one.
He hit another one. Back-to-back threes for Gay. And they're both pretty much in that same spot straight away between the circle.
5:30 left and the Cards up 20.
So a timeout called now by Bourbon County. Coach Robinson brings his coaching staff with him over with a whiteboard to talk some strategy. 46-26, Cardinals leading the Colonels. More to come in 1 minute.
Are you having trouble with your Medicare benefits cards, such as utilities, grocery, and over-the-counter? The Porter Group Medicare Resource Center is here to help you with those issues. Call us at 606-780-1387, and we will be glad to help you with your plan perks, diabetic supplies, prepaid cards, and more. That's 606-780-1387. Find us online at PorterGroupInsurance.com.
If you don't know about the affordable quality healthcare services being offered at Sterling Healthcare, take a moment and find out why we're continuing to grow in Mount Sterling and surrounding areas. You can find us online at sterlinghealthky.org or give us a call at 859-404-7686 or stop in and see us at one of our clinics in Montgomery, Bath, Clark, Nicholas, or Powell counties. I can promise you'll be glad you did. Sterling Healthcare. We're here for your family.
Neely and Wade Insurance.
Bourbon County will have the basketball, and there's 5.5 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Cardinals of GRC up 20. Robinson, Scott checks in. Bell, Earlywine, and Wilson on the floor for the Colonels. It's Gaines, Craig, Hampton, Morrison, and Gay for GRC. Earlywine in trouble. Cards playing a run and jump. Trying to get away from the defense is Bradley Robinson as he got to the foul line and drew a double team. We've got a foul call. That'll be on J.P. Gaines, his second, team second of this quarter. So Bourbon County will keep the ball on their end of the floor. GRC stays with a man-to-man. Robinson has it left of the circle, dribbles in, top of the key, over to Scott, drop it to Earlywine. His floater blocked out of bounds, and Montez Gay rejects another one. Eli Craig ran him right into it.
He sure did.
Say, I'll give you the baseline. I got somebody waiting there for you. Robinson inbounds, Earlywine with a ball fake, skip it left side. Scott now reverses it to the right. Robinson takes it back over to Scott, drop it to Earlywine. Wants to get off a three, but Rayshon Hampton out there on him. Very pesky. Bell shot blocked by Montez Gay. So Montez doing a little bit of all of it here in this ball game. Rayshon Hampton catching his breath near the timeline. Earlywine looks over his shoulder for a screen. Nothing called out. They go into the blocks on the right side. J.P. Gaines, he tries an up and under. Missed at the rim, but a whistle and a foul called. I like the footwork. I like the up and under. That's got and one written all over it.
That's right. It just didn't crawl
didn't
over
go.
The rim. But let's see if JP can get it to the rim here. His first two were a little short.
You're true. Yeah, the first two. And it's still there. You know, he spread way out. I don't know. Now he's going
to
back off the line.
Well, he needs
far
to.
Far be to me. I mean, I'm not Rick Barry or
Rayshon needs to be in there to
Curry,
get this short one this time, but he's not.
And that was short, too. Both of them just very flat and very short. Wave it off anyway. They said he crossed the foul line.
He
so
knew
Gaines,
he crossed.
Normally a 70%, 0-for-4 in this one. That gets in your head a little bit.
It can, but his team up 20.
Kind of like a... Five-letter bad word in golf, a shank, huh? It get in your head. Well, a three-point shot missed by Earlywine. Craig with a rebound, throws it the length of the floor, and looks over at the bench and says, it's my bad. Well, that's only the seventh turnover by GRC in the game. Midway through this third quarter, they still own a 20-point lead.
Careless mistake. It's on him. Forget it. Play on.
Robinson picks up his dribble, draws a double team, off to Scott, left side to Earlywine, drop it baseline, now they throw it in to Nash Wilson, his across the lane pass shows good court awareness and vision, and the big guy passing out of the post got the assist.
Well, he knew he had a double team on him, and if he looked up, he might find somebody flashing to the basket from the
other side. I think Coach Robinson can do something with these big guys.
Absolutely.
They're both sophomores,
yeah.
Wilson and Bartleston, and they both seem like they're almost gym rat kind of guys. You know, they may not be doing a lot of drills, but I bet they stay in there and shoot a lot.
Well, you would hope so.
Yeah.
For the team's sake.
Double team in the backcourt as Bourbon County tried to pry the ball loose from Rayshon Hampton. First foul on Earlywine. Second team foul against Bourbon County. Yeah, I think there's a lot of upside on Wilson and Bartleston. Yeah, you get them in good physical condition. I think they like basketball. Cardinals race it. Drop a bounce pass. Gaines at the rim. Put it in.
Well,
2 passes, 2 points.
Yeah, he broke that pressure and got it to him on the baseline, flashing to the bucket.
Gaines with 11 points in the game to go with his 2 steals. Earlywine drives the baseline. Challenged by Gay. Nash Wilson with a rebound follow. Not there. And Montez playing that post.
He comes away
with a rebound. Rayshon Hampton walks it up. Robinson overplaying him to his left. Natural side. But Gaines then got by him at the rim. Put it in. Blocking foul. JP with an and one. And his classmates and pep section really applauding a hustling effort.
He faked a handoff and curled from the top to the right side. Got the contact from Nash Wilson, but also got the bucket for the and-one opportunity.
So the Cardinals making some lineup changes. We'll set those after Gaines shoots his free throw, and he's now 0-for-5 at the foul line.
Yeah,
wow, hard to believe.
Well, he needs to get that straightened out before next week.
Breland Morrison in, Abram Howard, Rashawn Hampton, J.P. Gaines, and Maddox Campbell. Cardinals playing a 2-3 zone against Bourbon County. You'd normally attack that with a one-point guard. But Ferguson's going to shoot a three that's way short. And Nash Wilson and Maddox Campbell tie it up on the rebound. It should be a jump ball. Bourbon County liking that three. 7 of 18 shooting tonight. But it's not been enough as the Cardinals of GRC have the ball and the lead, 50 to 29. Hampton lob pass. Gay couldn't slam it home or make that bar. Morrison.
Morrison.
He was up there. It was just a timing play. Robinson in the front court for Bourbon County. Colonels with the ball. Bell back over to Robinson. Shoots a quick three. Missed that one. Rebound comes out. Rashawn Hampton. He'll bring it up. Angles off to the left side. Feeds J.P. Gaines. Missed a three from deep in the left corner. Maddox Campbell hustling, but boxed out well by Bell. They go to Scott. Scott, pull-up 17-footer. Missed that one. J.P. Gaines up high for the rebound. Cards want to run. Numbers aren't there. Gaines holds it up at midcourt. Underhands a pass to Rashawn Hampton between the circle. There's 2 minutes to play in the third. Rashawn's going to shoot a three with Nash Wilson. Three fouls comes out on him. Hampton missed. Bourbon going the other way. Robinson, no-look pass. Left side. Ferguson, he likes to shoot it. He missed that one on a three. Maddox Campbell with a rebound. Off to Abram Howard. Coach Cook, a brief exchange with him. Is Abram Howard, a guy that's been off about 7 games. Breland Morrison, awkward shot as he was out of rhythm. Missed it. J.P. Gaines with a rebound. Good display of sportsmanship by Bell helping him up as Gaines was sandwiched between a couple of Colonel players. And it's take your pick. They're going to put it on fourth foul on Nash Wilson. And that's, they're going to bring Nash Wilson out, but Bartleston is not the guy going back in. He's at the end of the bench. Montez Gay in. Maddox Campbell goes out for the Cardinals. Lob pass to Gay. Caught it in traffic and banked it in. You talk about an athletic move. That ball was thrown behind him. He went full extension, Bob, on the tip.
Left-hand fingertip and banked it in.
It's 15 points in the game for Montez Gay. 5 block shots for the freshman phenom as well. Approaching a minute to play in the third. Bourbon County looking at a Cardinal 2-3 zone. They've been playing this zone since about the 3.5 minute mark in this third quarter. Early wind to Scott between the circle. Right side to Early wind. Thing about this perimeter passing, it really doesn't help you cut into that lead as the clock runs. Flashing across, high post, and making a elbow jumper from the left side. Robinson hit it.
You told them what to do, and they did it.
15 in the game for Robinson. Yeah, my name's Joel. I'm like a prophet. Yeah. Tell you what's going to happen. Hampton looks over at the bench. Rashawn between the leg dribble. Wraparound pass to Gaines. Took it right back. 15-footer good from the right elbow.
Yeah, beautiful give and go. And he stopped at the foul line elbow and nailed it. 54-31.
And you take what you got. Now, you don't wait for the last shot if you're you got something like that. Because Bourbon with the ball and Early Wine shoots the runner. And left of the lane, his 10-foot floater goes in. That's only his first basket from the floor in this second half. 3-point heave attempt missed by the Cardinals at the horn. We played 3 quarters of basketball. George Rogers Clark Cardinals 54, the Bourbon County Colonels 33. Boys 40th district championship game. 8 more minutes, we'll decide a champion. We'll be back in 1 minute right here on your Gateway radio station.
Do you make quick decisions, jump in and see what happens, or do you think long and hard about that decision and the implications to your future?
Marriage, new career, kids, new house, or even retirement. You want to make the best decision. that most everyone hopes to retire only once.
At Family Wealth Group, we are here to help.
We are trained, licensed professionals who know the questions to ask to help get you started and keep you on the path to your ideal retirement.
Our teams work together with you to ensure you know your options and make the right choice for your future.
To start your search, attend an event or set up an appointment with one of our financial advisors. Go to thefamilywealthgroup.com or call us at 859-309-0349. With offices in Lexington, Georgetown, Harrodsburg, London, or Somerset, we are here to help.
Family Wealth Group is an independent financial services firm and uses a variety of different strategies. Investments are offered through FWG Investments, LLC, and this advertisement is for informational purposes only and not intended to address any specific investment objectives.
That bumper there, we're coming in with Heart and Soul. That's what these guys are playing with, right?
Well,
Heart and Soul.
This time of year, it's on every campus.
Bourbon County with the basketball. George Rogers Clark with the lead, 54-33. We're in the final quarter of this district championship. Cardinals have Hampton, Gay, Howard, Gaines, and Morrison on the floor. Bourbon County, Early Wine, Robinson. As the ball is turned over by the Colonels, Earlywine, Robinson, Bell, Ferguson, and Scott on the floor.
Yeah, out there 35 feet away, just passing across the top of the court, and that time it caught up with them.
Only the second turnover in this second half. Of course, the Cardinals have been playing zone, so Bourbon County taking care of the ball as Abram Howard dishes to Montez Gay, who went to the goal looking for the dunk, but he's stripped and fouled by Earlywine. It's his second, team first of this fourth quarter, and Montez will be at the free throw line for GRC. This freshman, 6'4 freshman, has 15 points in this game.
He's getting better every game.
And one rebound away, and he's got a double-double, but the Cardinals woeful at the free throw line.
Yeah, he missed that one, folks.
Yeah.
Just
one for eight.
By the way.
One for eight. One for nine after that miss.
Well, this is where we're going to get up to 20% with this one.
Well, we'll see what happens here. As Gay missed that one.
One for 10. Holy smokes.
Wow.
Get them
out. Step back, yes. Shoot them at the top of the key, maybe.
Yeah, right there. Get them out of your system tonight.
Right. 2-3 zone by GRC. Ferguson split the defense as he made a ball fake. Breland Morrison committed to Earlywine deep in the left corner. And the foul is called on Abram Howard, team first of this fourth quarter. Lob pass, Ferguson over to Scott, shoots the three and hit it with J.P. Gaines flying at him. Second three of the game for Jake Scott. Pressure now by Bourbon County, and Coach Cook is going to have to call a timeout. I think he didn't have his guards back there or somebody else to help the guard bring the ball up against the press, knowing pressure was coming after a made basket. Time on the floor. We'll be back after this one-minute break.
Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the Gateway area. Downtown Athletic Club has new modern equipment, sauna, and steam room, along with one of the area's finest saltwater pools. There is a membership package that is perfect for you or your family. Stop in and see it for yourself and find out why Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the heart of downtown Mount Sterling.
Are you looking for a job where you can make a terrific income, have a great insurance plan, 401k retirement plan, paid vacations, incentive bonuses? That job could be waiting for you now at City Cartage Company in Mount Sterling. If you think that sounds good, wait till you hear this. They are currently offering a $3,000 sign-on bonus. City Cartage Company, they're always looking for quality employees, and they're ready to reward you with all those great incentives and more. Stop in and apply at City Cartage Company in the Midland Trail Industrial Park, or give them a call, 498-4490.
We'll see what the Cardinals can do here after that timeout. And Montez Gay gets it into Breland Morrison, back to Gay. Montez, the tallest player on the team, can look over those double team, and he does. He finds Breland Morrison, got to the rim and put it in.
Yeah, got a 3-on-2 once they get past midcourt, and he just took it in for a reverse.
GRC out of that zone, now playing matchup man. Robinson between the circles, draws Abram Howard. He goes right wing to Earlywine, cuts through, didn't get it. Pop out Ferguson. He likes to shoot. He got to the rim and put it in.
Ferguson with a nice move. The gamble didn't pay off for JP, and he got burned as a result.
Cardinals looking at this pressure of Bourbon County, and Rayshon Hampton brings it up. Under duress and a little bit of traffic. Now he settles in. Earlywine wants help on a double team. Scott can't get there. Rayshon drives the lane, missed it. Montez Gay had the rebound, got it back. He's got a double-double. And a foul called on some physical play. That'll be Ferguson, his first, team second. So I'm looking, didn't have the Ferguson name on the initial lineup. Mike Wiseman, our good friend and Bourbon County supporter, brought that in, and glad he brought me an updated lineup. Mike's been with him some time.
Many years.
Many years. I about can tell you. He says here 10th season. I thought maybe more than that. Good historian. Cardinals fool around and they take it away from them. Bourbon County with the ball. Driving. Ferguson puts up the shot. He missed at the rim. Eli Craig gets the rebound. Needs help, throws a dangerous skip pass. When I say skip, he skipped J.P. Gaines, Montez Gay, and was trying to go to Hampton. So he skipped two Cardinal available players. It's deflected out of bounds, and the Cardinals GRC maintain possession. Up here by 18, Gay has it. Driving in, jump stop, got to the rim, put it up, put it in. He made one dribble from the GRC logo in the lane, got to the rim, and flipped it up and in.
Took the contact on the way.
Sure did. You're exactly right, Bobby. And that jump stop, he covered a lot of ground.
Oh, well, he certainly got the gate for it.
Now Montez will go to the free throw line, see if the Cardinals can make
one.
A free throw.
Oh, wait.
Yeah, maybe he's going to start a new streak.
2 for 11.
So he gets the and one.
Up to 18%.
Yeah, well, he's got 18 points in the game. That's, and the 18% as a team shooting. Jab step by Robinson. They switch off. Now Montez Gay has it. Bradley Robinson, double team. Goes to Earlywine. Driving in. J.P. Gaines on his hip. Earlywine got a step, and he put it up and in. Those two guys about the same size.
Yeah.
J.P. maybe a little more physical, and Earlywine maybe an inch taller. But he got a step and flipped it up and in. He's got an and one coming.
Yeah, he got him on his hip and had that explosive move to the basket, and J.P. couldn't quite match it.
Earlywine at the foul line. He missed badly on that free throw, and it's taken by the Cardinals. Rayshon Hampton double-teamed in the backcourt. Angles off to the left. He's in a hurry. Puts it up. Missed it. On the rebound. Gay. Follow. Won't go. And, you know, these guys, Malachi Ashford left after a hard fall on the floor. And Rayshon Hampton just, I'm not saying it's reckless, but he's got a motor that it runs.
Yeah, it runs, but he's got to kind of hone it in here.
I know. His team's got a 19-point lead, and you got 5 minutes to play. Montez Gay puts up the free throw and makes it.
How about 25%? 3 for 12 now from the line.
It's getting there. It's got a ways to go from the respectable side of things, but Gay has made three in a row. Points in the game for Montez. He is stuffing a stat sheet. Scott rubs off Craig. Goes with a pass over there to Hill. To Robinson. His three's missed. Rayshon Hampton with a rebound. Needs help. Throws it up near midcourt. J.P. Gaines, left side of the lane. Picks up the dribble. Throws it into the paint. Breland Morrison leaned in. He was bigger than Scott, and he scored at the rim.
Yeah, well, he had position on him and got the pass opportunistically.
Ferguson, catch and shoot three. He missed it. J.P. Gaines on him, got the rebound, throws a beautiful pass. And Rayshon Hampton lobs to Eli Craig for the lay-in.
40, 65, 40. Cards are going to be district champs.
4:15 to play in the game, and GRC playing very, very charismatic. They coach gives them a lot of latitude, and they're having fun with it right now.
No question.
25-point lead for the Cardinals back in 1 minute.
Official Montgomery County Indian Station, WMST Mount Sterling.
His name is Kelly Johnson. He's a dentist in Mount Sterling, and his reputation is simple. He offers quality care at affordable prices, and you get it from a dentist whose staff truly cares about their patients. The Sterling Family Dental Care Center is located at 100 East High Street in Mount Sterling. Make sure your children have quality dental health care. It'll put your mind at ease. Dr. Johnson can help every member of your family. And when it comes to cosmetic dentistry, you'll get the latest from Sterling Family Dental Care Center, 100 East High Street, Mount Sterling.
The pros know a good tire is only as useful as it is dependable. That's why the new Mastercraft Courser Quest was designed with dependability in mind. The Mastercraft Courser Quest delivers reliable performance year-round with a special tread profile for confident handling and stability and reinforced internal construction for long tread life. Learn more at MastercraftTires.com. Mastercraft Tires, the professional's choice, available at Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, Tom's Drive, Moorhead, and Wilmot Drive, Mount Sterling.
Approaching 4 minutes to play in this district championship game. Bourbon County with the ball. Cardinals at GRC with a 25-point lead. Bourbon County's Bradley Robinson shoots the three off the front of the rim. Montez Gay had released. They go to Rayshon Hampton. He'll spot up with a three. Missed that one. Gaines snatches the rebound. Puts it up on the follow.
Boy, just quick jump. Great extension. Good strength, grabbed it, went back up, and popped it home.
15 in the game for J.P. Gaines. Cardinals going man-to-man. Scott passes right wing to Robinson. Off screen, can't find Ferguson, goes back to Scott. He's in trouble. He ran into a double team. Could be a travel, but they're going to say a foul on Eli Craig, who has a coy grin on his face. Craig picks up his fourth. Team third. Demarion Bird returns for Bourbon County. He's been on the bench for some time. Bradley Robinson comes out, the 6'2 junior. He's a little winded. He's played hard. He's played a lot of minutes. Bird, bounce pass. Ferguson, quick entry into Hill. Kick it out to Scott. Bourbon moving the ball, but the clock's not their friend. Scoop shot by Bird on a double pump. Missed. Montez Gay had the rebound, and that's going to do it for Nash Wilson. He's going to foul out. There's a lot to learn. You know, these big sophomore post players, Nash Wilson, Amari Bartleston, 6'5", 6'6".
Yeah, Wilson.
Going probably 250 apiece. I mean, they're big guys, they're thick.
Thick and both out there giving all the effort they've got.
Yeah, and I think their guys that will learn, and they get themselves in good physical shape. I think Coach Robinson's got he's got his frontline players for the next couple of years.
He's got to develop their skill sets and their touch.
Agree. Right here's one that is polished. He'll only get better. Montez Gay at the foul line. He missed the free throw. He's got one more coming. It's unreal the way the GRC team has shot these free throws. Coach Cook feeling a little bit under the weather, walking the sideline with a towel in his hand. They missed them both. He's trying to gut this one out, too.
Well, he's in good shape. He just needs to keep his kids healthy.
Yep. 3 minutes to play in this one. GRC with a 27-point lead. Bourbon County with a ball. They're still running their offense against this man-to-man. Ferguson with a ball fake. He looks in. Breland Morrison gives him room. He doesn't take the shot. Crossover dribble, Bird at the foul line, bounce pass to Scott. He puts up a runner, he made it, and Rayshon Hampton fouled him as Scott made that baseline floater from the right side.
Yeah, it was just an undisciplined block attempt that time, and he got caught on that one.
Scott in the ball game. 8 points off the bench for the Colonels. And his free throw is made. So they can be made.
Oh, yeah.
It's not totally impossible. Bourbon County calls a full timeout with 2:43 to play in the game. GRC up 67-43. Will return in 1 minute.
Watch your mailbox each month for your Winchester Town Money Saver. The Winchester Town Money Saver is full of money-saving coupons for the things you want and need. Be sure to check townmoneysaver.com for coupons online, too. The Town Money Saver, delivered to 15,000 homes and businesses each and every month by mail. Shop locally, save locally, with help from your Winchester Town Money Saver. To advertise, call Brad Toy at 859-585-3885.
Winchester Clark County Parks and Recreation provides programs and activities for all ages. From youth programming to adult fitness to aquatics, they have something of interest for everyone. Winchester Clark County Parks and Recreation provides programs that enhance the health, wellness, and quality of life. Check them out on Facebook or on their website at winchesterparksandrec.org.
Pressed by Bourbon County and GRC trying to get it in, but they throw it away. Picked off pass. Ferguson driving in off the early wine steal, and he's going to be fouled. J.P. Gaines will pick up his fourth. That's five team fouls. It was a two-shot shooting foul at any rate. The left-hander Ferguson will go to the free throw line. Ferguson coming off the bench, he's played a lot of minutes. He's taken a lot of shots. He now has 5 points in the game. Another free throw coming. The Cardinals have Morrison, Craig, Gaines, Hampton, and Gay on the floor as Ferguson makes both free throws. It's Ferguson, Scott, Bird, Earlywine, and Bell for Bourbon County. Morrison, left wing, double team. Straight away to Craig. Drop it into the high post. Montez Gay, little high-low action, and J.P. Gaines, the benefactor of that nice assist.
He turned, he looked, and then he made his decision instead of going too quickly.
So you got 17 in the game by J.P. Gaines, 20 for Montez Gay, 15 for Rayshon Hampton. Those are your double-digit scores for the Cardinals in this one. 15 for Bradley Robinson, who's on the bench right now, leads Bourbon. Missed at the rim. Gaines with another rebound. Outlet to Breland Morrison. Lob pass. Montez couldn't dunk it home. Pass was there, just a little off. And on the dunk, here's a three-point shot by Ferguson. Baseline right side. That's good. Cardinals still trying to run as Hampton throws a lob. Breland Morrison, his double pump, put it in at the rim.
The Cards hit their average.
Morrison now double figures. He's got 12. Three-point shot missed. J.P. Gaines with another rebound for GRC. Time called by the Cardinals with a minute 23. And Coach Cook's telling his guys to get up off the bench and get ready to go in the game. Both these teams having fans stand and applaud with a minute to 23 to go in this game. We got time on the floor. We'll be back after this brief. Well, no, they're going to say we're going to play on, so we'll keep it right here. We'll set the lineups when we can. Jacob Smith, the senior for GRC, in this district championship game, and that's really important. Get him in there. Right now you've got Hampton Taylor, Abram Howard, Eli Craig, Maddox Campbell, and Jacob Smith on the floor. Bourbon County, they have, if you rode the bus, you're in the game on this one, too. Give and go. Smith to Craig. Put it in.
That's a simple play. Threw it to the wing. Cut to the basket from the top. Got the pass in the
give and go. It's the oldest play, and it's still effective. Give and go. 1 minute to play. Bourbon County, perimeter passing. Cardinals with a 73-48 lead. Throwing it around the perimeter. Craig picked off a pass. Eli behind the back dribble, flipped
double
it up
dribble.
Over his
double
head.
Dribble.
He was going to try a little something fancy, and He got himself out of rhythm. He comes out. Coach Cook applauding the effort of his team. Sends Chase Pace back into the game. Inside a minute, the clock rolling. Bourbon County bringing it up. Cam Lemire out on top with the ball. Right side to go. Ball fake. Trying to take it in. Jackson Early. His runner is missed. Rebound kept alive by Bell. Lemire steps into a three. That one's off. It'll go out of bounds. It'll be possession to the Cardinals. 22 and a half seconds to play. Coach Cook's saying, call it off. He doesn't want a shot. You got to cross midcourt with 20 seconds and the clock moving. Abram Howard comes over into the corner right in front of the Cardinal bench as the fans start to stand. The pep section ready to erupt as the waning seconds tick away. Cardinals have defended their district title championship. And for Coach Cook, he picks up another one. Horn sounds, that'll do it. The final is George Rogers Clark 73, Bourbon County 48. So the Cardinals go to the region tournament as the 40th district champion. And congratulations to Bourbon County as they made the district tournament as well. They will go as the 40th district runner-up. 73-48 is our final. We've got awards to come, so we'll take a 30-second break. We will have some post-game ceremonies and some awards. We'll keep you posted on those back after this brief 30-second break.
Whitaker Bank knows you need banking to be quick and secure with many mobile banking options. Our 24-hour banking offers bill pay, money transfer between accounts, credit card and loan applications, only to name a few. And check out our mobile deposit. Just open the Whitaker Bank app, snap a couple photos, and hit send. App, snap, deposit. It's that simple. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky. Member FDIC.
The GRC Arena, Joel Bennett here, Bobby Baldwin with me, and the Cardinals, George Rogers Clark, defend their title. They win 73-48. We've got some hardware and some post-season and actually post-tournament awards, some all-tournament teams, and some individual awards will be coming, as well as team trophies. Down on the floor, the athletic director, Terry Yeast, as we get ready to recognize these district champion and runner-up. So we're going to have in-game cheerleading competition. This was known and recognized before the tournament started. So they're going to be looking at stunts, jumps, emotions, cheers, enthusiasm. Bobby, did you cast a vote? I don't think I got a ballot.
This is the first time I've heard of this award, but it's very fitting,
yeah.
And I'm glad they're doing it.
It's the Bourbon County Cheer Squad.
Bourbon County Cheer Squad, they come out. They are going to accept the runner-up trophy for the in-game cheer. And their athletic director down there to take a photo of this squad. As these students, they put their work in as well and traveled with the team and got here and offered encouragement, spirit, and support. So a little something for all here in the district as we will have the winner announced. The Montgomery County Cheer Squad, they pick up the district title for the in-game cheer squad, displaying the best stunts, jumps, sidelines, on the floor, and in-game spirit. So the Montgomery County squad, they're all here in their uniform, and they got some smart-looking uniforms, red, white, and blue, a good color scheme, and they got a lot of numbers, Bobby.
Yeah, they've every bit of 20 cheerleaders out there, plus there's sponsors and school representatives. That is a marvelous looking photo. It really is.
So that will announce those individuals. The basketball game here, the Cardinals, GRC winning 73-48. We are waiting for some post-game recognitions and some trophies. And we'll have some stats coming for you after that. We'll Montgomery County, congratulations. Their cheer squad, as the team wins the end game, Spirit Award. They got a nice trophy. It's actually bigger than the basketball trophy for district champ.
Huge. Sure is. Yeah, it's about four times the size.
It is.
Selection selected by coaches, officials, and administrators. In no particular order. For Georgia's squad, number 12, J.B.
So the all-tournament team, J.P. Gaines, getting an award as he is at midcourt. Bradley Robinson also making the all-tournament team. Both J.P. Gaines and Bradley Robinson. Gaines had 17 points. Robinson scored 15 in this one.
Number 11, Montez
Gay with a monster game. Ends up with 20 points.
He's huge.
Five blocks, couple of assists, double-double with his rebounding and scoring tonight. And they're going to put Jake Scott on the all-tournament team. He came in off the bench in this one.
He had a good game the other night.
He had nine in this.
Yeah.
Rayshon Hampton being recognized. Rayshon with 15 points in this game. Had five rebounds at halftime to go along with three steals.
Congratulations to our all-tournament team.
Outstanding energy for Rayshon.
Because they are all all-tournament team members in our opinion.
So you got Rayshon Hampton, J.P. Gaines, and Montez Gay all making the all-tournament team. Congratulations to those guys. They're getting ready to make the team presentations. I'll run down some of the team numbers in this game unofficially. George Rogers Clark goes 6 of 18 from three-point shooting. Bourbon County 9 for 26. Turnovers 12 by Bourbon County, 10 by GRC. Second chance scoring, a 14-6 edge to the George Rogers Clark Cardinals. Fast break scoring, a 20-4 edge to the George Rogers Clark Cardinals. GRC ended up in this ball game shooting 3 of 14 from the free throw line, while Bourbon County, they made 5 of 7. Bourbon County accepting their trophy right now, as we'll be offering you some post-game coverage with coaches' comments and players' comments. We'll try to swing this down on the floor. Our producer, Tom, can be patient with us. Bobby, you stick around.
Oh, have no fear. I am here.
You're glued to your seat. Well, I tell you what, I appreciate your skills and your dedication and commitment to the Cardinals. And I know you and I both appreciate these sponsors.
Oh,
I tell you,
if you like
the coverage of your Gateway Radio sports stations, tell these sponsors, or better off yet, go do business with them.
Go check them out.
Go do business with them, right. Well, the school song strikes up as the Cardinals go out to midcourt to accept their trophy, led by their three seniors on this club. Coach Cook out there, and they're wearing their Win City white T-shirts. So the Cardinals win 73-48. We will take a 30-second break. When I come back after this brief message, we'll have individual stats. Then we'll try to get some post-game interviews. That's coming up after this brief message.
You've been listening. listening to Montgomery County High School Basketball on 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com. Tonight's game was sponsored by BMC Contracting, City Cartage Company, Clark's Pump and Shop, Downtown Athletic Club, Dutch's Chevy Ford, The Family Wealth Group, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, Hoffman Robertson Incorporated, Kentucky Petroleum Supply, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Montgomery County Board of Education, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, MSU Foundation, Harris Stockyards, People's Exchange Bank, Porter Group Insurance, Sterling Family Dental Care, Sterling Healthcare, Traditional Bank, Whitaker Pharmacy, Whitaker Bank Mount Sterling, and Windsor Care Center. Tune in all season long for Montgomery County High School Basketball on 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com.
Ain't gonna be my friend. Lying here with